Nathan, I guess with 7 wickets down for them and their lead only 87, what's, I guess, Australia's point of view is realistically what you'd be hoping to get them out for?
We're just really happy with the way it panned out yesterday. They batted really well in that middle session, and to be one down for 130, I think it was, then to bounce back the bowls the way we did and be able to take 7 late in the day was fantastic. So we're placed in a good position, but we know there's still a lot of work to do. There's still 100 runs, or I think they lead by about 80, so we've got a lot of work to do to get these 3 wickets nice and early, and then hopefully our bats can get the job done.
Just talk us through yesterday as well. It was an extraordinary day. You know, Wade got 100, you guys declared, as you mentioned, probably slow getting them out, you know, in the middle session, but then late in the afternoon, and plus chucking Hussey, who bowled the crowd. Just what yesterday, you know, where does it sum up, I guess, in some of the tests you've played in?
It was a good test cricket day. You had the excitement of Wadey, then the struggle through the middle there, but our patience paid off and we were able to get the reward late in the day. So it was a fantastic effort by the bowls, and to have Huss, the crowd chanting out Huss to bowl the last over was pretty nice of Pup to give him the ball, so it was good to see.
And just on, I guess, your bowling performance, how have you rated yourself? What have you made of your performance?
I've been quite happy with the way they're coming out. A couple of chances go missing, but that's cricket. So, it's been, as I said, it was a great bowling performance by all their bowlers. So, to have them 7 down at stumps was a good result for us.
Now, you took a wicket in the first innings of Sri Lanka's batting, and also you've taken one so far. For you, is it about the numbers of, you know, how many you've actually taken, or is it, you know, the scalp, or it just the way that you're actually consistently bowling?
For me, it's all about our Australian side getting 10 wickets. I couldn't care if I get none or could get 5. So if it turns out that Australia gets a test match victory, that's all I care about.
Well, you're on the verge, I guess, of a clean sweep, and is that something else that you've all been talking about, you know, that really not to let up at any stage?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a massive couple of series, you know, against India, and then back-to-back Ashes in England and back home. So it's really important to us to get our momentum rolling. So, we definitely spoke about coming out here and making a clean sweep and setting Huss off in a great way. But it's really important that we get our momentum rolling and heading over into India.
All right, as we just look out in the pitch, another warm day here in Sydney. What's it been doing, the SCG pitch? Because we know there was a lot of talk that it was very green in terms of a Sydney pitch, and that, you know, there was 4 quicks coming into it. It probably hasn't played as much as what people thought.
I didn't think it was that green rocking up on day one. It was quite dry, so it's been a good test match pitch. It's had the wickets on day one, then it's flattened out, and we'll be able to get some runs in the middle part of the game, so hopefully it'll be a bit more variation, but not too much for our bats. So hopefully we can get the job done today.
Well, best of luck. Yesterday was an extraordinary day for the pink test, and as you mentioned, it had it all. But Nathan Lyon, good luck for day 4, and thanks for talking to ABC Grandstand.
Thank you.